This is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. With so many diets on the market, are you getting more and more confused, wondering which ones actually work? If so, today you're in for a treat. Dr. Kogan, author of Diet Slave No More, joins us to share an outside-of-the-box way of losing weight and reaching optimal health, and that starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a holistic and integrative medical doctor. She pioneered her own program of mind-body medicine to create optimal well-being and longevity. She's certified in hypnotherapy and expert in herbology and energy treatments. She's the developer of a revolutionary Uber doctor encounter, which enables her to communicate with patients around the world. Her latest book, Diet Slaves No More, offers readers a fun approach to healthy living and weight issues. Welcome to the show, Dr. Svetlana Kogan. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman, and I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you.
Speak to your holistic-minded listeners.
Yeah, we are definitely. You fit right in. Over the years, speaking of, we featured so many holistic diet programs and books from vegan, Mediterranean, gluten-free, paleo to calorie counting. Mm-hmm. Now, your book really offers an outside-the-box approach to really healthy living and weight loss. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The central question I've been asking myself all these years is, how come all the diets fail? And over the years, I've partnered with so many patients who have been through every diet imaginable. And, what we usually see is the patient goes to the weight loss center, and they get measured. They have a variety of different tests done to them. Right. The most commonly known are fat analysis, that tells you how much fat you have in your body with respect to the muscle mass. Patients get something called BMI, measured body mass index. They get their metabolic test done, which is going to tell them all these fancy numbers about how their metabolism compares to other people and what is the optimal number of calories they should be consuming. And then, of course, patients get labeled as either overweight or obese or morbidly obese. And then, they're offered a slew of different things depending on the weight loss center that they go to. And, it's a wide range of things from various avoidance diets to calorie restrictions. They get personal trainers and whatnot, life coaches, personal chefs. It's a long list. And, all these things are wonderful resources of what, in these experts' opinions, is the right thing to do. But the problem is that even though patients, clients, people can adapt to these suggestions for a certain period of time, after a while, they fall off the wagon and they return to their old eating ways, their old lifestyle, and of course, they gain all the weight loss back, and then some.
It's the yo-yo effect.
Yeah, exactly. So the big question was, how come all the diets failed? And I felt compelled to write a book about it.
Interesting. There's more diet books now, weight loss programs, and fat-burning supplements available than ever in history.
Yeah, obesity, truly. But
why is obesity at an all-time high? It's kind of like opposite of what you would think. Is everybody just doing it wrong? I'm still trying to tap into where's your mindset. Are we not having fun with the diet? I know the word diet starts with die, and to me that's a big stop sign right there.
That's a very astute observation. All the diets out there are unfortunately based on restrictions, and our mind resents restrictions. But to go back to your original question, how come we are the most obese country in the world? We have the cheapest food in the world. We have, abundant salaries to afford it. We have more gyms per capita population than any other country in the world.
Right.
More food programs, certainly more supplements than any other country in the world. And yet we are the fattest nation and the fattest one of the nations. And so the problem is clearly the biggest problem of the day, because it leads us to more heart disease than ever, more cancer than ever. And I'm hoping that my book will really help to shed some light, open, sort of lift the veil of mystery surrounding this amazing biological machine with the soul that we are.
Right. And I know so many people go on these fad diets, and like you said, it's like a punishment, you know, that when there's no
yes.
joy to a diet, doesn't this create a conflict between the body and the brain?
Absolutely does. You know, every diet is really like a software, a customized proprietary software that tries to overrun our hard drive. And, you know, we have these inborn blueprints that we're born with, these survival instincts that will prevent us from overeating ourselves to death and from
right.
starving ourselves to death. And you can't really mess with these mechanisms for too long. Sometimes the body will go along temporarily, but then in the end, you know, our biology and psychology win. And definitely a conflict of interest, as far as I can see it. So yes, the dilemma, it's a centuries-long dilemma. You know, why all the diets fail and what we can do about it.
So does your book pretty much, does it focus on mind-body connection rather than counting calories and mixing foods with this food? Give us kind of a theme to what the diet slave no more is going to bring us to.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, first, what I try to do is I try to identify the enemy. You know, in order to be able to fight the enemy, we have to identify it. And the book really takes us on a journey of how we got to be where we are. It talks about a variety of scenarios in our daily lives which are compromising our efforts to eat healthy. And it really, you know, starts with TV breaks with its infomercials.
Right.
You know, these cheese drizzling over a slice of bread, you know, sizzling red meat, red lobster, you know, these scrumptious TV commercials, which are all food-related, food at the movie theaters and stadiums, and, you know, food in the bookstore, in the museum. You know, there's food
right.
everywhere we turn, and most of the time it's not the healthiest food in the world. So we definitely feel trapped in our world of all the compromising scenarios. So we have to get to know our mind-body mechanisms, our inborn ways of dealing with processing food and understanding food. And that's, you know, what my food my book talks about,
mm-hmm.
identifying these inborn mechanisms, trying to understand how they work. And I'm trying to really, really simplify complex things, you know, so
right.
that the layman.
And that's important. You know, I'm of the mindset that our fat body comes from the neck up, that little piece of fat called the cerebrum.
Yeah.
And I saw a sentence in your promo that caught my eye. It said, feeding your mind to curb cravings. Share how
yes.
we can feed our mind with low-calorie, fat-free thoughts. Can you give us, like, an example? Is it affirmations? Is it photographs? Visionary? Is it hypnosis? What kind of a key we can do that?
You know, I believe that understanding is the key, because understanding our mechanisms and how we function, how we process information, is really, it gives us an aha that's, you know, it's worth a thousand words. I really believe that once we understand where we have gone wrong with our psychology of eating, we really can retrain ourselves, restore ourselves back to our original bliss, original perfection, because in the beginning, we were all perfect. We were all
right.
perfect eaters. You know, it wasn't our fault that we became the way we are.
Yeah, I always tell people, if you look at the early 1900s and 1800s, and, you know, they have these family portraits, I challenge you to find anybody that was overweight. They didn't exist.
Yes.
It was so rare to see somebody overweight. Now you do a family portrait. I challenge you to find someone who's optimal weight or thin. It's
very, very true.
We've
you know, the concept of being overweight was different too, right? I mean, think Rubenzian women, and now the model of what's perfect is very different. It's being fed to us by the media. So.
Yeah, like Marilyn Monroe. I mean, that was a different mindset. That was considered, you know, overweight to our standards.
It is considered right now, yes, but this was a standard of perfection back
exactly.
in the day.
Exactly.
So we're certainly slaves to what the model of the day is.
That is true. And let me ask you, so what kind of plan do you propose to someone who wants to lose weight naturally? What do you actually recommend? Can you give us a tip?
So what I'm trying to do here is introduce stepwise interventions. Reading my book is certainly step one that the person can make towards learning how to lose your weight naturally and keeping it off, because the book really explains to you how you function from the inside, your mind-body interaction when you're eating. Once you have read the book, I encourage the reader to download the app, because the app was really a natural outgrowth of the book, and it helps you to carry out all the steps that I suggest in the book. It acts as a sort of like a buddy, a sponsor, if you will, you know, a motivator that accompanies you throughout the day and doesn't
Great.
Let
and
you
that,
drop
and, off. And that app is called Diet Slaves More. I saw
exactly.
that on the website.
Not, to avoid any confusion, it all has the same name, Diet Slave No More. Exactly.
And is this something they look for on this app? Will it motivate you?
You know, it's available on iPhone, on Droid, you know, everywhere where they have apps of different kinds. And that would be step two. And finally, as a step three, I have created a closed free Facebook group for people who read the book and downloaded the app. And this is a platform for us to interact, for people to ask their questions, share their experiences, see what other people are doing and their successes and failures. Sort of like, you know, peeking into a keyhole and seeing what other people are doing with the program.
Now, you're certified in hypnotherapy. Is hypnosis something that can benefit people that are struggling with their weight?
Yes and no. As the only modality, unfortunately, it's not powerful enough to overcome these inborn resistances that we have. However, when you use hypnosis as a step three, as part of that continued motivation and inspiration, yes. It's a very, very powerful technique.
Great.
So I will optimistically answer yes as part of a comprehensive program, but not as a sole modality.
Not as a sole, because I know there's a lot of programs where you can listen to while you sleep, and it helps you lose weight, and it gets self-hypnosis or relaxing. Any of those worthy?
You know, I'm not very much into a passive being a passive receptacle, because we are so much of a passive receptacle throughout the day, if you think about it.
Right.
You know, we're tuning into these TVs and computers and radios, but not your radio, of course.
Right.
Yours is very original.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm more into sort of like, if you're going to meditate, I encourage people to do it proactively, you know, not receptively. And the same with hypnosis. You know, I think it's so much better to learn self-hypnotizing techniques and coping techniques that you can carry out.
And again, that's going back to the fat that we need to deal with between the ears. You know, that's where it all exists. You know, that's where it all starts. What about females and men that are having hormonal issues? They're listening. They're saying, I've heard it before. It's my hormones. Nothing's going to help me lose weight. Is there a solution through your book?
You know, hormones is a natural time. There is a natural time in our lives when we undergo hormonal transformations. And I think that for a lot of people, it's a question of not being able to find their inner balance. And that's really preventing them from reaching their weight goal. Instead of trying to really understand this time in their life, and it's a beautiful time, I think.
Right.
I can definitely tell you I'm heading in that direction. And this is a time for wisdom and the time that you really recognize your place on earth and your mission. And you learn to appreciate the seasons of life. But I think that for people who are seekers of eternal youth for the sake of it, they're really missing out on finding their inner balance. And when there is no inner peace, there cannot be attaining your perfect weight, because you're always stressed out and releasing all that cortisol, which is making you gain more weight. And so it's a catch-22.
And some people spell stressed backwards, which is desserts, and they dive into the Ben and Jerry's Best Friends as an answer.
And that's true. That's we've all been there.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. And you know, I see people that exercise are doing a great job, and they live by this reward system. All right, I just did treadmill for 40 minutes. I deserve a donut. And it's like that's they live by this reward system rather than, hey, I'm going to mess up what I just did by going to Dunkin' Donuts drive through after I leave Gold's Gym. Is this mindset.
Agreed. It has to be a lifestyle. I agree with you 100%.
It really does. And I like that you mentioned you follow the not the one-size-fits-all approach, and I think that's important, because everybody's different. We have different chemistries. We come from different backgrounds, different DNA. So, you know, hopefully
Absolutely.
Your book kind of addresses something
and
for each person.
And yet, no matter how different we are, we do have those same built-in survival mechanisms, which is such a wonderful tool to tap into.
Great.
That's why understanding your mind-body is so important.
So true. So before we close, you mentioned something there at Uber Doctor. You got me curious. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, Uber Doctor was just something I trademarked in regards to this virtual doctor-patient communication platform. Right. It's basically a place where you can come to if you have either a mind-body issue or, you know, just bona fide cough, a bronchitis, and you can communicate with your doctor in a very safe environment. Suggestions can be made, prescriptions can be issued, and you can really communicate with people all over the world. You're not just restricted, you know, to people in your geographic area where they can take a subway and get to you.
So this gives assistance for actually what, longevity, weight loss, ailments?
It's really anything that your patients expect to receive from you. You know, I have some patients calling me from the Middle East in regards to addiction, and I have some patients who are calling me in regards to cough in Vermont. So it's, you know,
it's amazing, yeah.
It's 21st century.
Yeah, it's amazing. Pretty soon, actually, you'll have be able to put your phone up, and your doctors say, "All right, put your phone up to your chest. Let me get your heart rate."
And you don't
have to go there.
Listen, there is nothing like touching a patient. I mean, touch is a healing thing, and it's an amazing diagnostic tool. There is nothing like it. But it's the next best thing.
It's the next thing. I mean, you can have cars that don't even drive themselves anymore, no cab drivers. So, I mean, I think the future is going to be just put your cell phone up, let me get your vitals. And then he talks to you from the other end of the world, which is kind of maybe what Uber Doctor is going to be the beginning of. This is a good concept. You caught it early.
Thanks, Doc.
That's great. Well, fantastic. I want to thank so much for being here. And, of course, you can get your copy of Diet Slave No More on Amazon.com and on Dr. Kogan's website. Let me give that to you. It's dtpdoctors.com. That's D as in David, T as in Tom, P as in Paul, doctors.com. And while you're there, check out her blog articles, sign up for her email alerts, and check out her video library. Put together just so you can achieve optimal health and attain your ideal weight. Lots of great information. Check out that website, ddpdoctors.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Svetlana Kogan, and for my daily health tweets at Dr. David Friedman. Stay up to date with all of our latest health and wellness segments on toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.